It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing that is always hot, birth equity. And it is time for the 4th annual Birth Equity Summit at the Heartland Conference. It's coming up in September. On the line, talking to our good friend, Dr. Sharla Smith with the Kansas Birth Equity Network. How you doing today, Dr. Sharla?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, for those who might not be as familiar with the birth equity movement, the Kansas Birth Equity Network, let's say that, share more about the organization and what you all do.
So the Kansas Birth Equity Network aims to decrease disparities in maternal, paternal, and infant health, looking at the entire family with a special focus on Black moms, dads, and babies. And so we have been for 4 years engaging community stakeholders to really create solutions to make sure that we keep mom, dad, and baby healthy. We do it in many ways through community events, through providing resources to the community, through barbershop conversations about paternal postpartum mental health, which means having something for the men and centering moms and their voices, and also educating providers on how they can provide equitable care to all communities. So we try to touch every area of the community to impact these issues from academia to community to healthcare and to policy making. So we do this to make sure that our moms, babies, and dads are safe, healthy, and have the things that they need to really have the life that they deserve.
Amen. Can't agree with you more, but it's coming up, the 4th Annual Birth Equity Summit at the Heartland Conference, Children's Mercy Park, now September 11th through 12th. So this is a two-day event. Tell us more about how listeners, what they will expect from the event, how they can register, and even there's some scholarships available, girl.
Yes, there is. So there's no reason to not attend. This year, we're focused on bringing together regional partners to really talk about maternal, paternal, and child health. And we are actually putting the P in MCH. So we're putting the father in the middle of that equation.
Love it.
And this year we're going to have dad doulas present. We're going to have a fatherhood conversation. We have Jonathan from Awan, who's a father, who's going to talk about his experience as a father and his mental health and all of the great things that fathers contribute to the family and the important role that they play. We also will have with us our NICU partners. We'll have partners from Colorado, partners from Arkansas. We're just going to have a very diverse and regional group of participants talking about the birth equity work that they do, not only with mom and child, but also with fathers and how we can center fathers in this equation. You can expect to enjoy those sessions. You can also expect to join us for the Birth Equity Awards reception, which is on September 11th. We have our annual baby photo contest with 23 babies from the Kansas City metro area in Kansas that you can vote on. We'll have networking opportunities, and most importantly, we're going to have the fathers from our Fatherhood Barbershop Initiative talk about paternal mental health and parenting.
I love it. I love it. I love getting the dads involved. And Black fathers, studies show, are more involved, whether they're in the home or not, with their children, whether it's giving them a bath, braiding their hair, helping with homework. So really glad to see this, Dr. Sharla. Where can people get registered that?
You can get registered. You can search Heartland Conference 2025 online, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is the Kansas Birth Equity Network, and click on the QR code. You can also go to tinyurl.com/summit25-information to register, or you can email us at kbn@kumc.edu. This is at the lovely Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas, right in the heart of the community that has the worst birth outcomes.
Yeah.
And so we want to take it to that community and make sure that we're reaching fathers and moms and babies everywhere.
Okay, I love it. And then you guys got the walk, 7 a.m. on the 12th, the Birth Justice Walk. I love it. Go to the Facebook page for more, and you can also find out not just about registration, but scholarships are available. Thank you so much, Dr. Sharla, for what you do in the fight for birth equity. We appreciate you, my sis.
Thank you so much for helping us highlight this work.